Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Vasily Sardakov. I'm a postdoc at Imperial College London. I would like to tell you about our recent project, Cubiclaws. I guess everyone is familiar with the MMU-based isolation. It's a fundamental protection mechanism used for decades. However, modern hardware platforms have another type of isolation, intra-process isolation. Single process may contain several isolated areas, usually called as compartments. For example, a single process can host multiple mutually distrusted SGX enclaves. Also, by the use of another technology, Intel MPX, one can instrument code and define borders for it as soon as the instrumented code will try to access data or code outside the defined borders, a trap takes place. Also, there is Intel MPK, a technology that allows us to assign a key to a set of pages, and the access to all those pages will be defined by the access right of the key. Finally, there is Cherry, a new extension for MIPS, ARM, and RISC-V. It has object capability compartments. I hope the previous speaker told you about them. So, can these compartments help us with some long-standing problems? The problem I am referring to is that microkernels are not commodity. A typical story of a microkernel project looks as follows. Stage 1, microkernels are easy. Sure, it's only 20k source line of code, a general layer for any other messaging interface, and you have a Hello World application. Stage 2, your legacy code doesn't work. The problem is that you need to implement your own POSIX interface, or emulate a lot of Linux system calls. You simply don't have resources for that, life's too short. You need to show something soon to your investors, and you already told the world that you will replace Linux, Android, iOS very soon. Para virtualization.